Tracy Hopapa heads the Federation of Māori Authorities and has not long returned from offshore, where she was advancing the potential for inter-Indigenous trade. It's an issue that intrigues me and I think holds a lot of potential for us to find markets offshore and trade in an Indigenously ethical way. Welcome home. First up, Tracy, it's good to have a kōrero again. Tēnā koe.
Morena ihoa.
Thank you. When we spoke a week or so back, I thought that was interesting, so I was curious to know what might be the follow-on from that hui discussing Indigenous trade and other matters that you spoke with our whanaunga from the other side of the world. Could you bring us up to speed with some of the discussions and the potential growth going forward?
Of course. So look, I spent a week in Canada and the United States meeting with Indigenous leaders in economic development across the main cities and areas. And one thing was clear, that all Indigenous people want to do business with one another. We want to support one another in terms of our own and respective wealth and prosperity. And we also recognise that the economy, geopolitically and geoeconomically, things are tough right now. So in our political system and also in our economies at home, for all of us, things are tough. The idea of coming together to see how we might be able to support one another, share ideas and opportunities, but also trade goods and services is an attractive proposition, and it goes to what we've always done over generations, Dale.
Last time we discussed that it sort of has to come underneath the trade umbrella of the various countries that are involved. So what potential for something concrete to be established to allow inter-Indigenous trade and at the same time respecting trade arrangements that the various countries already have?
Yeah, that's the money game. In 2021, Aotearoa New Zealand hosted APEC, and the then Prime Minister, now Right Honourable Dame Jacinda Ardern, was really clear that Aotearoa should showcase the partnership between Māori and Crown or Māori and government and what that means for Indigenous peoples. Up until that time, Dale, APEC hadn't considered Indigenous economic development or Indigenous people largely, and Aotearoa New Zealand was really able to push the Indigenous priorities up the agenda. As a result of that, we were able to conclude the Indigenous Peoples Economic Trade and Cooperation Arrangement. It's a big, long name, but IPECA was about Indigenous economies, so Indigenous-led, government-supported, coming together to talk around trade arrangements between Indigenous peoples and countries. And so Aotearoa New Zealand has been pushing that program of work. One of the areas that we're focusing on is exactly what you've just touched on now, Dale, around how the trade policy, for example, back here in Aotearoa, might reflect Indigenous people, might reflect what we're doing and what our priorities are, and how we want to continue to, you know, stay in the trade space for red meat, dairy, forestry, fisheries, tamia, and also starting to look at how we might protect data sovereignty, intellectual and Indigenous property, geopolitical indicators, you know, place and source of our goods and services. And so those are the things that we're talking right now with Chinese Taipei or Taiwan, Canada, the United States and Australia. We've also got interest, which is quite neat, from Hawaii as their own sovereign nation in the Polynesian Triangle, as well as Mexico, Peru, and also Chile. So that cohort of Indigenous-led economies bodes well for connecting up the Pacific Rim nations there.
So obviously there is an interest here. How might we advance the kaupapa, do you think, Tracy? What needs to happen for this to become a reality and for a shipload of Māori kai to go offshore to the Kazis?
Yeah, exactly. So two things are underway now for us here in Aotearoa. So we, even though things are tough now, and they are, what we have is organisations like FOMA, Ngā Toki Whakarurunga, Iwi Cheers, engage directly with Manatū Aorere, MFAT, on trade policy and programs that reflect and make space for Māori people to trade, or Māori businesses and organisations to trade. So in some ways, we've got some of the architecture there already, Dale. What we need, what we're doing now, is providing leadership and support to our brothers and sisters across other economies who aren't quite there yet. So, for example, Aotearoa has Indigenous cooperation arrangements with Australia and Canada in place, looking to do the same with the United States and also Hawaii directly and distinctly. But also, some time ago, it feels like 2014, 2016, Aotearoa signed ANZTEC, which is a trade arrangement with the Chinese Taipei, Taiwan, that's sitting there. So these mechanisms for trade and connection are there. And so for us as iwi and Māori organisations, we're pushing through to say, let's give these life, resource and space.
Tēnā koe, thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning, giving us an update. Let's hope it all pans out well and we can start literally having inter-Indigenous trade. It's been a dream of many for such a long time, and perhaps in the near future we might be able to cement that and see it come to fruition and become a reality. Thanks so much, Tracy. Anything else on your desk that might interest our listeners this morning? What's the mahi for this week? And obviously Matariki is upon us. Where are you at?
Yeah, Matariki is upon us, and it was appropriate, I think, for our Minister for Māori Development, the Honourable Tama Potaka, to give a speech to Māori and iwi leaders yesterday with regards to his priorities, or this government's priorities, around actions for strengthening Māori success. He talked about te reo and tikanga, a very topical matter for Ngāi Tātou Tiwi Māori now. Talked about the support that this government is providing through Matatini and Whakaata Māori, as well as Te Mātāwai. He also talked a little bit about Te Tiriti, again, very controversial and topical for us as Ngāi Tātou Tiwi Māori, recognising that Te Tiriti is a foundational document for our constitution, and also talking about the success that Māori's had from there. Talked a little bit about Te Taiao as well, Dale, and there is a big conversation being had around the impact of the arguably rushed through fast track bill and those consultations. But also talked about, again, you know, what we're talking about here around economic development and Ngāi Tātou Tiwi Māori involvement in terms of infrastructure, economic growth, and trade. I suppose one of the things that people were expecting to hear from him is direct leadership and standing in the space. To an extent, Minister Potaka has done that. I think there is an opportunity for him to engage directly with those key Māori and iwi leaders who might support him in his endeavours, but also get greater traction and gains for us at home, for our whānau and hapū and our community, because right now, as you'd know, things are difficult for our whānau, and we're needing the leadership, A, from government, but also from Māori, and a partnership approach to make progress for everyone.